Federal prisons are becoming more violent and dangerous for the guards who work in them. But the guards may have a new tool that can help. It's a contract. It took 16 years to negotiate and ratify. Eric Young is president of American Federation of Government Employees Council of Prison Locals, and he joins us now with details. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So, Eric, just give us the bullet points, the highlights of this new contract. What does it do for you now?
Well, actually, it's not what it does for us. It basically preserves much of everything that we've worked under for the last 16 years. Most of the provisions that are in our contract likely would have been gutted under the Bush years, like many other of my colleagues in Social Security, VA. During the Bush years, when Bush first came in the White House, he basically eradicated Clinton partnership initiative within the first week of him being in office. And many of the federal agencies struggled, just like us, to try to get a good contract for our employees to work under. But for the most part, we worked diligently to try to prolong the negotiation process just to try to preserve it, because so many of our colleagues we saw theirs gutted right from under their feet. And, you know, I'm a national officer, and if I'm not able to be on official time or have the decent official time, I'm not able to address the employee concerns or issues nationally with the Bureau of Prisons executive. So we right now, relationship is come a long way, and that's the reason why we eventually got ourselves together and wound up solidifying an agreement after more than 16 years, like you said.
Well, bad as it might have been before this, it still took until 5 years into the current administration to get it ratified, though, anyhow, right?
That's exactly right. We actually, I think it's going on 4 years, if not more, since Barack Obama signed his partnership initiative. And thank God that I had a new director that came into our system with a mindset that prior to the previous director that wanted to collaborate with the union. And my first meeting with him was very productive. And we, you know, our contract calls that our employees the most valuable resource. And he mentioned that, and I was and I asked him, if you believe that our employees are the most valuable resource, then how come we are still haggling over a contract, giving them a contract? And basically indicated that this contract is not only a contract for our employees, it's a contract for the management to take care of our employees. And both you and I, when we're going around visiting the facilities and speaking to the employees, we should be both shouting to the mountains, how have you seen the good contract we got out for you? And I guess that resonated with him, and he realized that, we held an unpleasant record of still negotiating a contract after that many years, and we decided to bring finality to it. So, you know, thanks to him and his executive staff, and also my new elected e-board, because I was only in office for 90 days when we finally came to an agreement on a contract after more than 13 years of bargaining.
Yeah, so maybe it predates you, but I'm just wondering, with a friendly Obama administration in place, as you said, what were the last 5 years like? I mean, why wasn't this something that could have been done in, say, a few months as opposed to years?
Yeah, I agree. We've been having some frustrations with the Obama administration. Even our mother chapter, AFGE, has been shouting to the mountains, you know, hey, you know, we need to see more from coming from out of the White House. And for whatever reason, we thought that having Obama in the White House, we would really see a lot more collaboration, especially after his partnership executive order. But for whatever reason, it just has not come to fruition. And I just believe that just the two heads prevailing at the Bureau of Prisons, myself and my team and the director and his team, we just decided to get it done.
All right, we're speaking with Eric Young. He's the president of AFGE's Council of Prison Locals. And while this has all been going on, conditions at many federal prisons have gotten more crowded and more dangerous. Can this contract give you some – are there some provisions in there that can help the guards and management, I guess, deal with that particular problem?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we have provisions for many of our locals to negotiate local supplemental agreements. It's almost like an extension from the party's national collective bargaining agreement. Locals can negotiate additional safety items like OC paper, pepper spray, additional safety items that the day-to-day correctional workers that work in the prisons could be able to have on their persons to assist them in emergency situations and to protect them so they're able to make it back home to their families. So it's a lot of good initiatives that will come out of the agreement and permit those locals to work with their local management to decide what they would need to be able to for their particular institutions to get them home every day. You got to remember, many of our prisons are very overcrowded. Many of the high security penitentiaries are 52% overrated capacity. Many of the mediums are 46%. Overrated capacity. This is a system-wide problem, and all as a result of the mandatory minimum prison sentence and drug laws of the old days. And we just signed on with Dick Durbin and just recently endorsed Raul Labrador's House bill on sentence reform, trying to do a balanced approach to try to bring prison overcrowding and violence under control.
Does this new contract or really any sort of promise that you've gotten from the Bureau of Prisons deal with staffing levels and how whether there are going to be more guards or whether guards are going to have their work schedules adjusted so that there are more guards to prisoners?
Well, actually, no. The union cannot negotiate those issues, but we do lobby Congress very much as a result to try to secure more additional funding. We do that every year, and we've been doing it a lot more in the last 8 months, and we've been pretty successful, but we've never been able to acquire the total amount of funding that we need to actually properly staff the prisons. We are actually running, I believe, at around 89% to 90% staffing in prisons that are bursting at the seams with 215,000 inmates system-wide. But we have to go to the Congress, and we're at their pleasure in order to literally beg them to give us the funding, even though they created these laws. That has resulted in the plight of prisons today.
And what is the status of the new contract? Is it ratified nationwide yet, or does that yet have to happen?
Yes, ratification actually happened months ago, and the agency head review just actually occurred around May 7th. And we just did a signing ceremony this past week, Thursday, at the Bureau of Prisons headquarters. Myself, the director, his executive staff, and also my team, we all signed the agreement into effect. Right now, we're just waiting for the publication, the printing, and we're working out the little details, formatting and things like that before we actually get to start distributing the master agreement to the employees.
Eric Young is president of AFGE's Council of Prison Locals. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.